For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. This story comes to us from the El Paso Times. Drug war isn't success. The street prices for cocaine and heroin have dropped steadily during the last 20 years, a sign that supply and demand continue unabated. That's just the opposite of what the U.S. war on drugs was intended to achieve. And it's happening despite more people than ever going to jail for drugs. This according to a report from the Washington Office on Latin America. Quote, "It's time for policymakers to wake up to the fact that the war on drugs is not working and to take a more effective and less damaging approach," end quote, said John Walsh, senior executive for drug policy for the Washington Office on Latin America. Quote, "Cocaine and heroin prices are the lowest they have ever been, and we've got 500,000 people in jail. We've spent billions on the effort, and so far it's all cost with no benefit. It's time to rethink what we need to do different," said Walsh. He said that, among other things, the office recommends is stepping up efforts to reduce money laundering and shifting more resources to programs of prevention, treatment, and education. Travis Kuykendall, director of the West Texas High-Intensity Drug Trafficking Area Office in El Paso, took issue with the report, which cited previously undisclosed White House Office of National Drug Control Policy statistics. Quote, "There has never been a war, and there is no war," Kuykendall said. "It's a policing action. There will never be a treaty signed or a surrender. Never in history will there be a time when there is no illicit drug activity. Drug prices go up or down, depending on a lot of things. You don't have normal circumstances, so you can't judge it that way," end quote. The 400-page report released this week, quote, "Drugs and Democracy in Latin America, the Impact of U.S. Policy," end quote, said that in 1981, 2 grams of cocaine sold for $544 and 1 gram of heroin sold for $329. Back then, 45,282 drug offenders were in jail. By mid-2003, 2 grams of cocaine sold for $106, and 1 gram of heroin sold for $60, and 480,519 drug offenders were in jail. Walsh said another error of U.S. drug policy was to enlist the military in the war on drugs in Latin American countries, a move that he says has exposed soldiers to drug-related corruption and has led to abuses of human rights. Regarding the report, U.S. Representative Silvestre Reyes, Democrat out of Texas, said, quote, "As always, it's a mixed bag in terms of the availability of drugs. One of the huge issues we're now trying to come to grips with is Afghanistan. They just had the best poppy crop ever," end quote. Something to consider. In a regulated marketplace, the only overdose deaths occurring from illegal drugs would be suicides. This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.